All right, so we're going to talk about olecranon bursitis.
No, olecranon bursitis, that's a good one.
It is. And it's from, you know, the free and peer-reviewed textbook Orthopedia.
Of course.
At orthopedia.com. Edited by Bernstein, Pinney, and Vayette.
The best.
But before you take a test, and certainly before you take care of a patient, don't rely on us.
No.
Read the book. So we've all heard of bursitis.
Yeah, right? Sure.
You know, maybe you've had a little twinge in your hip or shoulder.
Yeah.
But today, we're going deep, deep into the olecranon bursa, that pointy bone in your elbow.
Everybody knows that pointy bone.
Right.
Yeah.
So to kick things off, what is the olecranon bursa?
Okay, so the olecranon, let's just make it simple, is the tip of the ulna. So that's one of the two bones in your forearm right there at your elbow. And a bursa, everybody, I think, has heard this term. It's a small enclosed sac made up of connective tissue. So you can almost picture it like a tiny little deflated balloon. Made of tougher material, obviously. You know, it's interesting. The word bursa actually comes from the same root as purse, suggesting a pouch, like a little pouch.
A biological pouch.
Exactly. Not the elbow. Both, yeah.
Okay, so like a deflated balloon. Mm. But what's inside? Is it like filled with air?
No, not air. In a healthy bursa, there's only a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of lubricating fluid. So if you imagine that empty plastic bag, remember we talked about? Just two smooth layers pressed together. That's more like what a healthy bursa is. Its job is to allow smooth gliding between tissues. So the olecranon bursa is right between the bony prominence of the elbow and your triceps tendon.
Okay.
So every time you straighten your arm, that tendon has to slide over the bone, and the bursa helps it do that without friction. You'll find bursa all over your body where tendons or muscles have to cross over bony prominences and need that extra smooth movement.
So it's a facilitator of smooth movement.
Exactly.
Okay, so now, what happens when that system develops olecranon bursitis? What's the breakdown?
Well, you know, appendicitis, right? Like appendicitis,
right.
Tonsillitis.
Right.
It means inflammation. So olecranon bursitis is simply the inflammation of that olecranon bursa that's helping that tricep tendon glide over your elbow.
Got it.
But what's kind of funny is, when this inflammation happens, it actually starts to look more like that purse we were talking about before. So the inner lining of the bursa starts producing more fluid. That extra fluid makes the bursa swell up, and it becomes like a palpable fluid-filled sac right there on your elbow. And if you look in medical textbooks, you'll often see like a figure one that shows this swelling.
Yeah, visual of a swollen elbow.
Yeah.
Paints a clear picture.
Totally.
What are the common triggers for this?
Yeah.
What sets off that fluid production?
Well, there are four main things. First, repetitive stress or friction. So think about jobs or activities where you're leaning on your elbows a lot. Like if you're working at a desk all day with your elbows down.
All right.
Second, a direct blow or trauma to the elbow. You know, that can definitely cause inflammation in the bursa. Third, there are some underlying inflammatory conditions like gout or rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, wow.
And finally, about 20-25% of the time, it's actually an infection within the bursa itself.
Okay, so there's like a lot of different causes.
Yeah.
So how would someone know they have olecranon bursitis? What are the signs and symptoms?
So the most obvious thing is usually that soft swelling over the bony prominence of the elbow, the olecranon. You can often even see it. People describe it as like a squishy lump. What's interesting is that it's not always painful, at least not at first.
Okay.
A lot of people only feel it when they press on the area. But even if it's not painful at rest, the clinician might ask you to fully bend your elbow. It's called hyperflexion. And that can cause pain because it increases pressure within the bursa. And this pain can limit how much you can move your elbow during the exam. Now, redness, warmth, and tenderness, those are the classic signs of infection. And they might suggest septic bursitis.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not there, it doesn't necessarily mean there's no infection.
Got it. So swelling, potential pain, especially with bending.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about aspiration. That's where you draw fluid out of the bursa with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
When would a clinician consider that?
Aspiration is really useful in certain situations. It's both diagnostic and potentially therapeutic.
Okay.
But there are also risks. On the plus side, aspiration is often necessary for diagnosing a suspected infection, which is called septic bursitis.
Right.
And by analyzing the fluid, we can see if there are bacteria present.
Right.
And it can also be helpful in cases of suspected gout or other inflammatory conditions. You know, they can look for crystals or abnormalities.
Right.
Beyond diagnosis, removing that excess fluid can relieve symptoms like swelling, pain, and pressure, especially if there's a lot of fluid.
Makes sense.
But on the other hand, there's a small risk of introducing an infection during the procedure itself.
Oh, right.
Although that's minimized with sterile technique, of course.
Of course.
And the fluid can reaccumulate.
Right.
And rarely, there can be a persistent leak from where the needle went in. So we generally consider aspiration when we suspect an infection and need to analyze the fluid to be sure. It's also a good option for persistent symptoms where conservative measures haven't helped and the swelling is really impacting function or causing a lot of discomfort.
Okay. So if you do get some fluid out, what kind of analysis happens then?
Well, that fluid can tell us a lot. One of the most important tests is a culture. That's how we know for sure if there's an infection in the bursa, and it confirms the diagnosis of septic bursitis.
Right.
Now, the culture takes a little time. A Gram stain, which is a faster microscopic exam, might not show bacteria even if an infection is present.
So a negative Gram stain doesn't rule out infection.
Exactly. We also look for evidence of gout. We use polarized light microscopy to identify these negatively birefringent needle-shaped monosodium urate crystals.
Mm-hmm.
They're the hallmark of gout. And if we see them, it points to gout as the cause of the inflammation.
So the aspiration helps to pinpoint the cause.
It does.
What other conditions could cause a swollen elbow that a clinician might need to consider? What's the differential diagnosis?
That's a great question. So if you see a mass over the elbow and the x-rays look normal, or maybe they just show some calcium deposits within the bursa itself, then olecranon bursitis is the most likely culprit until proven otherwise.
Okay.
If an x-ray shows a solid mass, that would suggest something else. But, you know, we can talk about that another time.
Right, right.
Often, the patient's history can give you some clues. Like if a patient on dialysis comes in with olecranon bursitis, there's a high suspicion of septic bursitis, especially if there's redness, warmth, and tenderness, especially in people with compromised immune systems. And that should definitely prompt a thorough workup for infection. So even though a swollen elbow is often bursitis, it's really important to consider the whole picture.
Right, the whole patient.
Yeah, the whole patient, their overall health, other symptoms, everything.
Of course.
You know, we've been talking about this chapter from the free and peer-reviewed textbook, Orthopedia.
Right.
At www.orthopedia.com, edited by Bernstein, Penny, and Vayet. But seriously, before you take a test, and certainly before you see a patient, don't just rely on us.
Please.
Read the book.
Read the book.
It's the best.
Okay, so let's shift to treatment. If an infection is suspected, what's the first step?
Okay, so if we think it's septic bursitis, the first thing we do is aspirate the bursa. That lets us get the fluid for a culture, and it also reduces the bacterial load and pressure. And after aspiration, it's really important to start antibiotics right away to fight that infection.
Intense.
Sometimes if it doesn't respond to the aspiration and antibiotics, we might have to surgically drain the bursa to completely get rid of the infection.
Okay. What about when infection has been ruled out? What's the standard approach then?
So for non-septic olecranon bursitis, we focus on alleviating symptoms and reducing inflammation. So we usually recommend rest, compression with an elastic bandage, ice, and over-the-counter anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen.
Okay.
And it's generally a good idea to avoid putting pressure on the elbow. But we also don't want to immobilize it for too long because that can cause stiffness.
Right.
If those first-line measures don't work or if the swelling is really bad, we can do a needle aspiration. That can be done with or without a corticosteroid injection.
Okay.
Remember, aspiration helps with both diagnosis and treatment. It reduces the fluid and pressure.
Yep.
When we do an aspiration, we use a tangential approach, so we don't go into the elbow joint itself. There are illustrations of this in a lot of medical textbooks.
So how successful is treatment for olecranon bursitis? Can people expect a full recovery?
Most of the time, treatment works well to reduce the initial symptoms, but recurrence is pretty common.
Okay.
That's because the underlying cause, you know, like the pressure or gout, might still be there. But even though it can come back, it rarely causes long-term problems.
Okay, that's good to know. Are there any ways to prevent olecranon bursitis in the first place?
Yeah, there are a few things. If your work or hobbies involve leaning on your elbows a lot, like carpet laying or gardening, wearing elbow pads can really help. It cushions the bursa and reduces direct force.
Right, right.
And if you have risk factors for infectious bursitis, like if you're on dialysis or have a weakened immune system, you need to be really careful and watch out for any signs of inflammation early on, like redness, warmth, or tenderness. That way, you can get medical help right away.
To wrap things up, let's go over the five key terms related to olecranon bursitis.
Sure. First up, bursa. That's the small, fluid-filled sac of connective tissue that acts as a cushion and allows smooth gliding between tissues, like the triceps tendon and the olecranon bone at the elbow.
Okay, bursa, number two.
Bursitis, that's just inflammation of a bursa.
Uh-huh.
In this case, olecranon bursitis is the inflammation of the bursa at the tip of the elbow, often causing fluid buildup and that characteristic swelling.
Number three.
Olecranon, that's the bony prominence at the elbow, the end of the ulna bone where the olecranon bursa sits.
Okay, olecranon, number four.
Aspiration, that's the procedure where we take fluid out of the bursa with a needle.
Right.
Remember, it helps us diagnose the cause, especially if we're thinking about infection or gout, and it also relieves pressure and fluid buildup.
And finally, number five.
Septic bursitis. That means the bursitis is caused by an infection in the bursa. It's important to distinguish that because it needs to be treated right away with antibiotics to prevent complications. We've just discussed a chapter from the world's best free and peer-reviewed textbook of musculoskeletal medicine, Orthopedia. Orthopedia by Bernstein, Pinney, and Vayette. It is available at www.orthopedia.com at no charge. Again, before you take a test, and certainly before you take care of a patient, don't rely on us. Read the book. You'll be glad you did.
You know, it's amazing how something as seemingly simple as a little fluid-filled sac can cause so much trouble. It really shows you how intricate our bodies are. Hopefully this deep dive gave you a better understanding of olecranon bursitis.
I hope so.
I think so, too.
It's an important topic.
Thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Until next time.
Yeah.